Thank you for listening to The Marrow of the Message, a summary of the message preached at Sovereign Christ Bible Fellowship Church in Columbus, Indiana, on August 5th, 2012. The title of the message today is The Sovereign's Song of Joy for the Nations. You think of songs like Joy to the World by Isaac Watts. He declares, "The Lord has come, let earth receive her King." You have the great song by Johann Sebastian Bach, Yeshu, Joy of Man's Desiring, which speaks of how our Lord Jesus is that gift from God, the joy of God, fulfilling the deepest desire set in the heart of humanity. We're told in Ecclesiastes that God has set eternity in the hearts of men. So God alone can fulfill it, and Christ is that fulfillment. We have other great songs. One I ran across in an old hymn book, Jesus, Thou Joy of Loving Hearts, an old 11th century Latin hymn in Latin translated into English. Here's the first stanza. Jesus, Thou Joy of Loving Hearts, Thou Fount of Life, Thou Light of Men, from the best bliss that earth imparts, we turn unfilled to Thee again. Oh, what joy in Christ is had for all people who will turn to Him through faith. This is the sovereign song of joy for the nations. How about Henry Van Dyke's great hymn, Joyful, joyful, we adore Thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before Thee, opening to Thy Son of love. Oh, that's a great hymn which speaks of His joy and glory. Another great hymn I ran across is Rejoice, the Lord is King. It's by Charles Wesley. Rejoice, the Lord is King, your Lord and King adore. Rejoice, give thanks and sing, and triumph evermore. Lift up your heart, lift up your voice. Rejoice, again I say, rejoice. Oh, Charles Wesley knew something of this great joy, this song of joy of the sovereign God. What is this song of joy? Genesis chapter 12, verse 3 tells us this awesome gospel promise so early in the history of humanity. We looked at Genesis chapter 3, verse 15 last week. God had promised the woman a seed who would crush and destroy the serpent. And we know from Scripture that that seed is the Lord Jesus Christ. We also know from Scripture that this promise made to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, which God told him, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. And we know from chapter 13, chapter 15, chapter 21 and 22 that God had promised him a seed, a son. And this seed, Paul clarifies, yes, he had a son, Isaac, the son of promise, which was a type of Christ. But Paul clarifies in Galatians chapter 3 that this seed spoken of in Genesis, promised to Abraham, this blessing to the nations, is none other than Jesus Christ. And friends, we live in this blessing today. These hymns that I've quoted at the very beginning of the message are the expression of hearts that are truly unfolding before God in praise for this blessing to the nations promised over 4,000 years ago. These powerful words from these songs underscore God's sovereign song of joy to the nations. And we are of those people in the nations, the peoples of the earth, who have heard and who have believed this great song of joy. There's a song by Thomas More called Joy of the Desolate. At least that's what I entitled it. I couldn't find the title. Come ye disconsolate, where'er ye languish, come to the Lord in prayer. Fervently kneel. Here bring your wounded hearts. Here tell your anguish. Earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. The joy of the desolate, light of the straying, hope of the penitent, fadeless and pure. Here speaks the Comforter, tenderly saying, earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot cure. Oh, how this writer looked to Christ, the blessing to Abraham, the blessing to through whom comes the blessing of the nations, none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. The expression of overflowing joy in God's joy, of God's joy in Christ. Humans, believers, those who have trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ have tried to capture this and speak forth this great declaration of the joy of God in His revelation of Jesus Christ through songs. You remember that great song, Blessed Assurance? Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. The highest blessing of God is found in Jesus Christ. This promise was made to Abraham and comes to pass for us through faith. Jesus is God's joy to the nations. Is He your joy today? What strikes the note of joy in your heart? What plucks the strings of peace and joy and fullness and satisfaction? What satisfies the greatest desires of your heart today? Is it God's joy? Is it His joy in the person of Jesus Christ? Listen to the words written by Charles Wesley, who I think was one of the greatest hymn writers. His hymns are nearly psalms, if you ask me, could be in Scripture. From the hymn, The Hidden Source of Calm Repose, I think it captures the essence of the glory of God's joy in His song to the nations in the person of Jesus Christ. The third and fourth stanza go like this: Jesus, my all in all, Thou art. My rest in toil, my ease in pain, the healing of my broken heart, in war my peace, in loss my gain, my smile beneath the tyrant's frown, in shame my glory and my crown. Jesus, in want my plentiful supply, in weakness my almighty power, in bonds my perfect liberty, my light in Satan's darkest hour, in grief my joy unspeakable, my life in death, my all in all. Imagine, we live in the times of the blessing of Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. Abraham lived in the joy of the blessing as he looked forward according to the promise of God, and we look back at the fulfillment of this blessing in the person of Jesus Christ. Wesley goes on to write in the second stanza of that same song, Thy mighty name salvation is, and keeps my happy soul above. Comfort it brings, and power, and peace, and joy, and everlasting love. To me with Thy great name are given pardon, and holiness, and heaven. I have to think that Charles Wesley ran out of paper and ran out of the strength to keep preaching forth that glory of the blessings found from God in the person of Jesus Christ, and song falls short. Words fail the authors to try to pin the glory of this blessing of God in Jesus Christ to us. Genesis 12:3 is a clear declaration or promise of God for the joy of all peoples. And all the peoples of the earth will be blessed through you, God told Abraham. And we know that this person is none other, this blessing is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Imagine the joy of God expressed to Abraham. To God, this is the greatest, there is no greater blessing He could give Abraham, or the world for that matter, than the Lord Jesus Christ, His only Son, His beloved Son, with whom He is well pleased. God saying to Abraham, and this promise given in Genesis chapter 12, this gospel promise given in Genesis 12:3, I love you, and I have a great plan for you. And God was saying in an expanded version through Abraham to us, to you and to me, I love my people, the people of my heart, the people of my eternal will. I love my people, and I have a great plan for them too. God told Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, that through Abraham he would form a great nation. And out of that nation would come the seed of Abraham. And make no mistake, just to underscore it again, Jesus Christ is that promise given. And we see it. And throughout the scripture, from Abraham on, all the prophets, according to Peter, looked forward to the coming of Christ, God's Savior, God's Redeemer. Listen, in Psalm chapter 98, verses 1 through 9, I'm not going to read it, you can look it up yourself, but the Bible just sings this song of joy for this expected one. Throughout, Psalm 98, verses 1 through 9, tell us of the people, of all the people of the earth await him. That doesn't mean every individual, but God has people everywhere in every generation, his remnant, his elect, that he is predestined before the foundation of the world. These are the ones who hear and hope and trust in the promises of God. Haggai chapter 2, 7 tells us that Jesus, well, we don't know his name in the Old Testament as Jesus, but this blessing of Abraham, this one expected, is the desire of the nations. He is the desire of the nations, the gift to the peoples from God. Isaiah 51, verse 5 speaks of God speaking to the nations, and he's telling them, promising them that he will bring salvation soon. Isaiah 51, verse 5, God continued to speak through the prophets. He's coming soon. This blessing promised to Abraham that through him the nations would be blessed in my son. He's coming soon. Matthew 12, 21 quotes Isaiah 42, 4. And says this, in his name, in the name of Jesus, we know the nations will put their hope. Mark 11:17 speaks about God's desire for the nations to come to him through faith. Jesus says, as he's cleansing the temple, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. You see, the Jewish people, through whom the promises were coming, the channel of blessing for the world, for the earth, all the peoples, the nation that was called out by God to be his people, to be a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people ministering the good news of God to the nations, had now closed the door to the nations. And now God was reiterating this promise to the nations, to a closed people, through the Lord Jesus Christ with all authority, that this house, his house, would be a house of prayer for all nations. And we know this house of prayer is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, the greater temple, sent in fullness of time. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, it's where Jesus commissions the disciples, and he confirms that he himself is the blessing. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Now go and make disciples of all nations. Make disciples, make disciples of Christ. And he promised that he would be with them always. In Acts chapter 26, verses 17b through 18, Paul explains that what is this blessing to all peoples? It is this blessing that those who are in darkness will be turned to light. Those who are dead in sin will be made alive. And friends, we live in this day, the day of the fulfillment of Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. We're recipients of this great blessing. Romans chapter 16, verses 25 through 27 underscore our privilege, just as Paul's privilege, to speak of this blessing to people in our time. He has come. Revelation chapter 5 and 9 and 7, 9, just use that great phrase that he has come and will come again and redeem his people, save his people from every kindred, tribe, nation, and tongue. I'll read 7-9. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. These are the people, the gifts from God to His Son. And Christ is the gift of God to us, the gift of His Son to us. This is the song, the sovereign song of joy, the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you found joy in Him? Is He your highest joy? Is He your greatest love? Oh, I hope for you that He is. I hope that you'll continue to pursue Him, this great sovereign song of joy. I can't think of a better hymn to close out the message than the hymn of Love Divine, All Loves Excelling, from hymn number 648 in our hymn books. Listen to the great words. Love divine, all loves excelling, joy of heaven, to earth come down, fix in us thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercies crown. Jesus, thou art all compassion, pure unbounded love thou art. Visit us with thy salvation, enter every trembling heart. There's so much more to this hymn that I would encourage you, if you have a hymn book, read it. It's written by Charles Wesley. But oh, feast on the magnitude of the promises throughout the Old Testament that just preach and sing and sound the note of the sovereign's song of joy to the nations. And there are people still waiting to hear this gospel. They may not know it yet, but when they hear it, the Spirit quickens their heart. Their hearts are full of joy as they see through the eyes of faith the one who can save them. God's sovereign song of joy to the nations is found by them. This promise given to Abraham comes to pass in their own life, and they believe on the Lord Jesus and are saved and brought into peace with God and the fullness of joy in Him. May the Lord bless you and keep you.